You know, one of the things, I slip in and out of the prophetic. I just now noticed that. No, when you grow, you increase, amen? And you increase in him. And I've always seen myself do things and say things, but I never really tried to be something. Some people call themselves things. I just do what God tell me. But I realize I be slipping in and out of the prophetic. And while I was sitting there, I saw and heard preachers. See, the reason for being obedient to God is to get where God wants you to go. See, your obedience is not to obtain things. It's to obtain the presence and the person. Because the more you obey, the more he can trust you. Come on, somebody. And once you continue to obey God, God begins to release you into the things he already had prepared for you. So it's an important to obey what God tell you to do, because you're being proven, can you handle what he said you got? Because you just can't get it because you got it. That's why he say many are called, but few are, because they didn't qualify for what they had. That was just something I gave you just for being here. Amen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good one now. You better hear me. Because some of us in the right place at the right time. And now God fin to release us in what he had already prepared for us. But I had to get in the position. I didn't have to get the promise. It was already mine. I wasn't in position. You'll get that later on. You better get that tape. Let me get finished a little couple of housekeeping things, and then I'm going to catapult right into this word that I believe the Lord has given unto us. Amen. First of all, let me say on behalf of First Lady, amen, for her absence. She's down there outdoing me because she got to stay with our first grand, amen. And I had to come back and do the work of the Lord. Yeah, yeah, I get to. Oh, yes. Oh, help somebody. I get to come back and do the work of the Lord. Amen. But we had our first granddaughter. Amen. Serenity Elise Tedder. And to God be the glory. You're going to see pictures and you're going to hear a whole lot more. Amen. I'm going to try not to put her up above Jesus. But right now my heart is palpitating. Amen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She got me right now. Amen. Also, I want to give God some praise, amen, for our guest speaker on Tuesday night, Pastor Duran. God bless you, man of God. Excellent word. I mean, the Spirit of God was in this place. I listened to the tape twice. I'm one of them pastors. I track behind you now. Yeah, I need to know what the Lord's saying and what you said, amen. And he blessed the house. He blessed it. I'm talking about it was a spirit of faith that he released up in here. And I'm so thankful and grateful that the Lord gave us an opportunity to embrace such a gift. Amen. Also, I want to give a praise personally to all of our first-time visitors. Let me just congratulate you as the pastor of the Christian House of Prayer. I celebrate you in allowing the Lord to lead you here to fellowship with us, amen, this morning. You could have went anywhere all over the Colorado Springs, but the Lord led you here, and I'm thankful and grateful for that. Give them a hand of praise. Amen. Glory be to God. Also, just a couple of things I'm getting off my heart. You know, we will be looking at taking a trip to go into Killeen, Texas at the end of January for our Leaders That Lead conference. Come on, somebody. Now that trip is open for whosoever will, amen. It's no the mandatory thing, but we're going down to the Mother Church, amen, where our bishop and Pastor Val and all the basically what this is all the pastors that's up under Bishop Holcomb's leadership. This is our annual fellowship, amen. So we go down there and we allow the pastor to breathe on us and minister to us. And it's an awesome, I'm talking about one of the most galas, celebrating occasions that, you know, we can be involved in, because you get so many pickups. You involved in, you know, you get to see so many things, and I'm thankful for that. But I have the information up as well for those that want to be a part if you choose to go, amen. Also, I want to thank God for our sister from Honolulu. I thank you, woman of God, for coming and being a part. She was sharing with me, and you know, on Sunday mornings, my mind is, I'm running, amen. And she told me who she was, but her, And I'm not for sure if it's her brothers and sisters, but I do know her family is here, amen, that's a part of the ministry. But their mother came, and she was a part in fellowship, but she's on our mail-out ministry, amen, that we send tapes to. And I thank God that she say they playing the tapes in Honolulu. You out there in Honolulu, folks here, and you shouting and hollering. That's why you got to keep saying amen. Preach, preacher, because the folks over there need to hear you, amen. But I thank God for having you here with us, and I pray that the Lord would bless you. Sister Hickman, I surely want to give you an apology. We didn't get a chance to fellowship with you, but my grandbaby got me. I would have had time with you, but I've been trying to get out of here, so I just didn't want to overlook you, amen. But you know my heart is with you, amen. And thank God for your consideration. Are y'all ready for the word? Yeah. Hallelujah. I done got all that out the way. Also, no, one more thing. Also, we're going to have we're going to have something. I know we're going to have something. No, we're having the right hand of fellowship. Slow down. I got you. And then we're going to have our fellowship afterwards. Amen. But what we do is every time we have the right hand of fellowship, we always acknowledge and honor the person who has invited the most members to the church for this season. Now, my wife and them usually have all this together, so I'm really lost. So I just told her, give me the bottom line. You know when you go to the doctor and the doctor get to telling you all them, well, you got him and I'm in homie. And man, I don't want to hear all that. Doc, give me the bottom line. Am I going to make it? You know, I don't even know what you're talking about, all them terms. But so I just told my wife, give me the bottom line. Who won? Amen. But I want to say that we in the next year coming up, you definitely need to be here. From January 1 on down, you better be here. Because God has released the kingdom of heaven upon us. Amen. I'm telling you, you better get excited for and have an expectation. Watch this. If I can really preach this right here, I would, but I won't because I got it one message. Have you ever experienced when you wanted to quit, stop, give in, give up? Right then is when God show up. Come on, somebody. I'm going to help somebody out right here. It's not when you think you're strong and you're quoting scriptures and you're doing all that. That's not when he show up. He show up when you get weak, when you want to faint, when you want to fall out, when you say, I done had enough. Enough is enough is enough. And then God comes through and show you that he's more than that. And he, come on, somebody. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. See, if you understand the flow of the Spirit of God, I may wind up just going here and just blessing the Lord. If you understand the flow of the Spirit of God, he's always prepping us for what he has prepared for us. See, it has nothing to do with you. See, so don't get all blowed up by how spiritual you are. Your spirituality is only purpose is to allow you to identify with what he is doing. It don't make him do nothing. So everybody walk around, talking about how many gifts, all that is nothing if the Lord don't sanction what you're talking about. Well, watch this. But there's a season in our journey that the Lord says, I'm going to show up. Now, I'm going to show up in spite of whether you're up, whether you're down, whether you're in, whether you're out. Come on, somebody. Somebody need to get happy right here. Because this is one of them seasons that it. I've been waiting on this. You understand what I'm saying? I've been waiting on this. Whatever you've been waiting on, this is one of them seasons that is coming. No. You better hear. Your expectation is of the Lord. It ain't doing right. It ain't doing. Even those that was doing wrong gonna get blessed in this season. Now the ones that's doing right, they gonna walk into a double blessing. Now the double blessing is one, you're going to get what you was expecting. All right. But the other part of the double blessing is, see, you can be blessed, get blessed, but you can never be blessed. All right. All right. You got some folks that's getting blessed, but they're not blessed. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Amen. Somebody can give you a this and that, but you ain't never increased in nothing. All right. You have never grown in nothing. All right. But see, once you get blessed, then that means you're blessed for the rest of your life. See, this is an increase that don't decrease. All right. All right. Oh, y'all should get excited with me right here. in a place right now that what God is about to do, it's going to be released on you. And I'm here, and I'm not talking about no hype.
All right.
I'm talking about the, see, this is why the church don't even believe God no more. The church is not expecting God to do nothing no more because we've been waiting so long that we done got discouraged instead of being encouraged. Because the scripture says that faith is the substance of things. But if hope is gone, don't tell me you in faith. You don't even have hope. But God, by his spirit, is bringing hope. Keep hope alive. Don't worry about how it's going to come out. I just need to stay in hope. Now, you better get this. We're in a place now that hope is coming back. Don't worry about faith, because faith is the substance of things and the evidence of things. See, too many folks trying to walk in faith and they have no hope. They don't even have a favorable, confident expectation that anything's going to happen. But they're trying to act like they're in faith.
All right.
Give your faith something to work with. Hope deferreth not the heart. I just want to give you that this morning. Watch this. Hope right now is presenting to you what faith has already provided. Can you think, do you know, do you remember what you gave up on? Don't worry about what you didn't get, but do you remember what you gave up on? But it was a promise. And you can't give up on what you did not promise.
Right.
You're just not expecting it no more.
Right.
Oh. But God promised you.
Yeah.
4 failures, 2 miscarriages. I don't care what it is. God promised.
Yeah.
We got preachers, evangelists, businessmen, degree people sitting in this room who gave up on hope. But God promised you something. And I don't care how many times you fail. I don't care who said you ain't gonna make it. I don't care even when you quit. It did not change what God said about you. You better grab a hold of this. See, if the church ever get back in faith and just quit coming to church, because you can come to church and don't believe. Because we got unbelieving believers. Yeah, it sounds like an oxymoron, don't it? But we do believe, we love Jesus, but we don't live by what we love. God says, can I stir you back up again? 2011, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Woo! See, watch this. I know I'm right. Because some of us can get so downtrodden, discouraged, disappointed, discombobulated that we don't. Now watch this. They failed you, but God didn't. And we're so out of tune that when they failed, we said God failed. And God said, I never failed you. If I failed you, I got to shut heaven down. I don't care how dry it is, how long it's been. If you keep looking for me, I'm going to come through. That's how we got the Christian House of Prayer. Because God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Do you know this church is not a church trying to be a church? This is a church of the Lord. Because God said, there's a people that's looking for the Lord. There's a remnant that still want to do what God said. And God had to go in his quiver and pull out an arrow. Come on, somebody. Don't make me go in the Holy Ghost. He had to go in his quiver and pull out an arrow and aim the arrow at Colorado Springs. Because God said, there's a people that's still calling on my name. I know everybody else failed. I know the system failed, but I never failed them. I'm telling you, whatever you left, whatever you lost, whatever you dropped in 2011, the kingdom of heaven is going to be at hand. Pick it back up again. Claim it again. Walk in it again. See, we got to believe again. We come into church but don't even believe. We're not expecting because our expectation bow has been cut off, even has been broken because of disappointment. God said, I'm going to make you live again, laugh again, even expect again. Glory be to God. Give the Lord a hand of praise. I ain't even got in my message yet. No, you better hear me. I don't care what they say can't get done. God said. He going to show you. You just believe in God in spite of the report. Believe in God. I don't care how many times it didn't happen. It ain't over. God said, I'm going to make a promise. I heard the Spirit of God say, preacher. I heard the Spirit of God say, preacher. No, no, I'm sitting here in the Holy Ghost, y'all. I heard him say, preacher. It ain't over. Yeah, sometimes we give up on our dreams and we settle for it. Because that's as far as we can believe it's going to get. But God let you know, I never said I gave up on it. And I recreate it if I have to. Because I made you a promise. When, oh, y'all, come on. When God make you a promise, you got a promise from God. Our winner for the visitors was the Hughes, amen. They brought 7 visitors in, amen. Give them a hand of praise. Brother Hughes, Sister Hughes, if you come on up, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Here's $100 for you. We want to be a blessing. I'm believing God to give away trips. Watch this. I'm moving as God moving. I was believing for 200 members. Come on, somebody. That's $100, man of God. They didn't say you did it. They said she did it. No, I'm sorry. Bless you. Yeah, yeah. But no, give them a hand of praise. But I'm believing for trips. No, God gave me this creative idea. We got 192 members on roll. I'm believing for 300. Come on, somebody. I ain't stopping because it got situations. I'm not stopping because we got circumstance. I'm going to push. I'm going to push. I'm going to push to do the will of God. I'm going to go through whatever we got to go through because people's lives is at stake. And there's more people out there looking for the Lord. They ain't looking for the church. They looking for the Lord that know the church. God is looking for a church that he can show himself strong on their behalf. And it's a people that's going to believe God in spite of what's going on. In spite of what everybody's saying. In spite of what it looked like. Because it's a job to raise up the people of God. We're not living less than. We're not broke. We're not poor. We're not unemployed. That's not going to be our testimony. Right. I declare everybody in here is employed by the Spirit of God. Right. Everybody in here got businesses. Those that God has put it in their spirit. Don't live less than. We're going to reach the community. You wait. In December, I'm going to put the vision out there for you. To show you what we're about to do in the city, in the church. Because it's time, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Oh. Can I minister to you for the next 10 or 15 minutes? Just look behind you. Just turn around and look behind you. Just look behind you. Come on, somebody. God doing what he said he's going to do. The question is, will you believe his report? Can you get in on what God is doing? Don't worry about how he's going to do it. That's God's job. You just do what he tell you to do. If he tell you to strike out and run into that wall, you start running. It's his job to either move that wall fix that wall or pick you back up after you hit that wall. But it's your job to run. Learn how to obey God. We got to get back into just obeying God. God can do what no man can do. He can make the crooked things straight. He can do the supernatural. You just got to obey God. We got too many folks want to condition God. God ain't subject to no circumstance you got. If you stay there long enough, he'll show you. I had the title of my message, How Bad Do You Want It? Some stuff you're going to have to put in a little bit more. Come on, somebody. Neology. You're going to have to put in a more prayer, a little more service, a little more giving. And boy, when I deal with that money, don't be afraid of money. Money is a tool. That's why the enemy got us bamboozled to think that all the God can get you more money than you could ever give. You can't outgive God. Live your life to be a blessing so God can turn you into a blessing. Yeah. Just obey God. Yeah. If we learn how to cooperate with the Spirit of God, you'll see miracles every day. God gonna show you he can bust a move. All right. I don't care what nobody said. It ain't over till God says over.
That's right.
You just got to be bold enough and foolish enough to do what God tell you to do.
Yes, sir.
Oh, come on, don't patty cake. Give me some praise. Now I'm just going to exhaust you for about 10 minutes. And then we're going to go into our right hand of fellowship, amen. Are y'all blessed? You know, Sunday I dealt with a message in terms of eternal judgment when we was coming out of dealing with the doctrine of Christ. Amen. And someone asked me a question and posed something to me. So I wanted to make sure for clarification that I validated what I was saying. Amen. Even though it was scripturally put there, but I wanted to make sure that we all on the same page because I don't want nobody to be messed up behind anything God is talking about, amen.
All right.
Because it's in that Bible, it's in there. Now you, whether we got to grow up to get there, that's what life is, amen.
Right.
We stay in there till we get there. Father, we do bless you in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your anointing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now listen, I'm coming with this message, amen. I put the title on it, How Bad Do You Want It? But I put a subtitle on it, When Heaven Can't Wait. See, heaven can't wait on you. Some of us got heaven waiting. You know, and we was dealing with, in terms of last week, talking about eternal judgment. And we was talking about how we get to heaven, and we was defining that there was two books, amen. Go to Revelation chapter 20. I'm going to pull this out, and then I'm going to put it back in. Amen. But in Revelation chapter 20, and when you get there, give your neighbor a high five, amen. I only hear a few claps, so that means a whole lot of us ain't made it yet. Glory be to God. All right, don't slap nobody. I just said a high five. All right, Revelation chapter 20. I'm just going to teach this for about a good 10 minutes so we can make sure that we all get the clarity on this. When we was talking about the kingdom of heaven and we was talking about hell and how God had already preordained, pre-prepared in terms of who's going to get to heaven. Amen. And the biblical understanding of the books, you know how we know that the scripture says that our name is written in the book of life. Amen. But now you got to study to show yourself approved because some people thinking that their decision in regards to their salvation or submitting themselves to Jesus gets your name put in the book.
All right.
But that's not Bible. Amen. That's just religion.
Right.
Religion tells you that because that's all you really know. But some, you know, you got to go to study to show yourself approved unto God. Amen. That what the Bible says is what we want to stand on. So in Revelation chapter 20, here God reveals and defines how the books are interpreted. Amen. Because there are two books. Stay with me now. I'm not going to preach this. I'm just going to teach this one. It says, verse 11, and I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth, and the heaven fled away, and there found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And the what? How many? The what? So that means it was more than one. So that means the concept of one book, meaning I'm going to get my name in the book, is not really biblical. Amen. Your name is in the book, but you don't get your name in the book because you said amen to salvation.
All right.
No, the books were already there.
All right.
He says, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. Now, that book of life is the book that we have in regards to how you live.
All right.
Amen. So everybody's name is in the book of life because it's jotting down all that stuff you're doing. And it's, you know, keeping a tally of your sin.
All right.
But now this what validates what grace does. Grace covers a multitude of.
Amen.
So now through Jesus Christ, who paid the penalty for sin altogether. Amen. So now when we come to the judgment seat, he's not going to sit up there and start running off all that stuff.
Right.
The first thing he want to know is your name in the book? And then if it's in the book, that's indicative of that you did accept the grace that was extended to you, which is your payment plan. Jesus is your payment plan for the sins that we committed. Amen. So now somebody got to pay for that. Now I know we can walk around and make your choice. I can do what I want to do, all that good. But the only problem about that is you don't know when you're going to die. So if it happens that I died before I got that book thing squared away, then somebody got to pay for that sin.
All right.
Because the Bible says that the wages of sin is,
yeah.
But the gift of God is eternal life. So God, through his grace, took and paid the wages of our sin, which is Jesus. But now what the point we want to prove is, how do you get your name in the book? But how do you get your name out the book? Because, see, it's not that you get your name in the book. Your name is already in that book.
Yeah.
But when Jesus comes, or the Bible says the kingdom of heaven is at hand, salvation is of the Lord. So when salvation is presented to you and you say, no, I don't want it. Come on, somebody. Then at that point, your name was already in there. But you see, you know how everything is categorized. All the Thomases, Mary Thomas, Paul Thomas, Susan Thomas. But there's a part where it's got Jacob Thomas. And it was in there, but it's whited out. Because heaven can't wait on you. So when we say that we don't want Jesus as our Savior, you don't get your name in, you get your name taken out. And then it becomes your responsibility before you get to go home to be with the Lord to reinstate your name back into that book, or you be out eternally. Come on, listen. Because the question was presented and opposed. Well, how do I get my name back in the book? You know, just like your phone. Come on, somebody. You know, we got our phone system, right? We got phone. And the liberty of your phone is you even got call waiting. You can look at that phone and see who it is and make a quality decision. I don't want to talk to them. Amen? That's how we do it. Don't tell me you didn't see me call. You just decide you ain't want to talk to me today or not right now. I can live with that. But the only problem about that is we can't talk unless I call you back or you call me. And then at that point, I got the option. That's the same joke that wouldn't talk to me. Does that sound fair? Yeah. Go to your Bibles. Look at Look at Hebrews chapter 3. I only got a few minutes, so I don't want to. Hebrews chapter 3. Glory be to God. I'm just giving a small analogy of that text because I wanted us to make sure we really understand. See, Bible is very important. See, a lot of people giving you theory of Bible. You know, you got interpretation, got interpolation. Come on, somebody. Some people telling you what they think it said. Some people telling you what they heard somebody else say it said. So you got revelation, you got interpretation, then you got interpolation. Revelation comes from the Father. Interpretation comes from your preacher. Come on, somebody. Interpolation comes from somebody who heard somebody say something. And anything else you got is just foolishness. Because as you keep going down, it get. So I'd rather stay in that little loop between God and the preacher. Because after that, I don't know what we're talking about up in here. Because you can go to some folk, the Bible says the foolishness of the preaching of the gospel. But some people preaching foolishness.
All right.
See, you get up in that pulpit, that ain't even in the Bible, man. What is you talking about? You done made up something. Man, stick to the Bible, because it's enough in here to preach.
All right.
If you put your work in.
All right.
But you got folk, you start off and this is what they do. They close the Bible and you in there the next 40 minutes. And I don't know what that man talking about, that woman talking about. Because they ain't open that Bible no more. Get in that Bible, because my life, the revelation I'm looking for, come from what the Father said.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Not no interpolation.
Yeah.
Are you in Hebrews chapter 3? Look at verse 7 right quick. Glory be to God. I don't want to mess with this. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7. It says, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today if you will hear his voice, and harden not your heart as in the day, as in the provocation and the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempt me, proved me and saw my works. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always what? Now I could give you something, but I'm not going to mess with it right now. Because when you go search this word out, that's not what it said. He said they do err. He didn't say error. I like words now. Because in that err is different than that error. Some of us err. But we won't mess with that today. But it's in there. See, you got some of that stuff, them nuggets, if you keep driving by. If you just a nominal reader, you just keep going. Because you said it said something that you relate to what it said. But it didn't say error. But we ain't going to mess with err today. Because some of us error. That's how we got here. Because it's been an error. Because we didn't go and rightly divide what he said. Because when God says something, it's by purpose and intent. Amen. Verse 7. He said, verse 7 says, wherefore as the Holy Ghost said, today if you will hear his voice. Amen. So today is the day of salvation. You got to hear what the Lord's saying. Go to Proverbs. I'm going to shut it down so we can go ahead. You got to come back. Tell your neighbor you got to come back. You just got to come back. Ain't no sense in me trying to do this here. You got to come back. But I'm going to give you this little bit before you go to let you know why you're coming back. But you got to come back because God's still talking. He's still talking in the church. How many of y'all go to? We could have went to church and don't even expect God to talk. Come on now. That ain't nothing negative. I ain't putting down nobody. But I'm saying we can get to a place, bless you, woman of God, we can get to a place that there's no expectation of God to talk. I know everybody else in here talking, but God ain't said nothing yet. We've been in here 3 hours and God ain't said nothing. God said, I was waiting on them to give me a turn. They said they was doing it in my name. Yeah. They told me to wait outside till they get finished. Look at Proverbs chapter 20, chapter 1. Are you in there? When you get there, say amen. I'm going to let you go right here. We're going to go ahead and do our new members. Because if I get too far in here, I ain't going to be able to cut it off. And ain't no sense in me. I can feel it coming up on me. Because I want to talk about these texts. Because see, you just can't drive by scriptures.
All right.
Because them words be talking to you.
Yes,
you know, anybody say something to you, and they be talking. And I told you, you was thinking of someone. Wait, what'd you say? They try to slide it in. No, doc, slow that down and repeat yourself. What did you just call me? No, that's not what I meant. Well, that's what you said. Yeah. Oh, forgive me for what I said. No. Out of the abundance of the heart, though. Yeah, you said what you wanted to say. You just didn't have enough heart to say it. But don't worry about it. I'm going to tell you what thus said the Lord. Verse 24 right here. Verse 24. It says, because, now watch this. When God is talking to us by the word, see, God talks to the church through the preacher, through your Bible. Come on, somebody. My job ain't just to be up here. I got a job as mandated by the Spirit of God. So if I be a man of God, if I be a woman of God, not me, but a woman, I'm giving credence to all positions. If I be who I am, then I should say what he said. All right. See, an ambassador don't get the right to say what I want to say. Yeah. I got to say what thus said the Lord. Yeah. I didn't come in my name. I came in the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean nothing until I say what the Lord said. Verse 24, so when God begins to talk to us and he's ministering to us, he's drawing us to him. Salvation is at hand, but this is sometimes what we say. Verse 24, because I have called and you refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. You act like you didn't hear me. You act like I ain't said nothing. And I'm God. 25, but you have set at naught all my counsel and with none of my reproof. Who you think you're talking to, God? I know what I'm doing. I got this. Yeah, I'm not ready for that now. But 2 months later, you somewhere with your head cracked. Everything done flipped and it done went south. Oh, God! I thought you couldn't hear me. When did you figure out my name? No, you always knew my name. You just didn't want to call on me. It says, verse 25, but you said at naught all my counsel, and you with none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your
calamity,
and I will mock when you fear, when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as a desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me. But I will not answer. Same phone. Yeah, but I'm not going to answer. Yeah. You told me it was broke. It's still broke. He said they would call upon me, and I would not answer. My God. They shall seek me early, but they shall find me. They shall not find me. For that they have hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despise all of my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own and be filled with their own. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whosoever hearken unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Oh, come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. Listen, the Lord knocks at our door. I can't be mad about who don't want to answer their door. That's your door. But neither can I be sad when he don't hear your cry. Today, salvation is at hand. God knocks at our door, amen? And he's telling us, it's safe in here with me. I don't care, husband, wife, it's always safer to be right with God. It's safer to be saved than to live your life out of the will of God. Amen? Give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. It's safer.